Hey guys, welcome to today's pre-show from Florida. This is Monday. It is the 27th, if memory serves. I'm over at Jackie's house right now. It's late at night, but you guys will be hearing this on Monday. It's late Sunday night. And first of all, thank you for everybody that checked in with me on Facebook, you know, and because I was coming in for a landing. I think I actually posted something on Facebook and said, I'm coming in for a landing. I was flying JetBlue and they have those maps, you know, and I saw the plane approaching Florida. And for some reason I thought, wow, that was a really quick flight. We must be landing. But it was approaching Tampa, you know? So I text Jackie, I go, I think we're about to land, you know? No, we were not landing in Tampa. We were landing in bloody Fort Lauderdale. And, that's where we landed. Great, great, beautiful airport. Nobody in it. Nobody in LAX. I don't know if any of you guys saw. I put something on Instagram, which is like a 40-second video of LAX, and there were three people at my gate. And you know what? As bad as times are, I kind of wish LAX was like that all the time, because it was pretty, how do I put this, convenient. But so I landed at Fort Lauderdale, and I see these flashing blue lights behind Jackie's car, because I'm getting my bag and she's at the curb, and there's these flashing blue Fort Lauderdale police, Broward County Sheriff. I don't know who that was. Is that sheriff?
Yeah, BSO.
BSO. And this sheriff's kicking her out of there, and Jackie, this is the kind of woman she is, she sticks her finger out the window. No, she didn't do that. But she basically said, I ain't leaving, I ain't moving.
Didn't move.
She didn't move. And this cop just sat there with these blue lights going, with the loudspeaker going, this is not for waiting, it's not for parking. Not for waiting, not for parking. When I finally came out with my bag and I held my hand up to the cop, like, you know, in a very deferential way, saying, it's just me, I'm just, you know, yeah, I'm just, I don't know her, I don't know why she would flip you off, officer, but I'm a really good guy. So I hauled my bag into the, all right, but here's the thing that I want to tell you, and it was really funny. I haven't been to Florida in, haven't really been to Miami in many, many years, 20 plus years. I've been to Orlando. I've been in town. I have not been back to my old stomping grounds here for so long. Two cars on the road as we're leaving Fort Lauderdale Airport. And Jackie says to me, well, what's it like being back in Florida? And as soon as she says that, we're on the road and some other asshole's on the road. What does this guy do? He had his blinker on, though. I'll give him that. He cut right in front of us. Two cars in the whole freeway system of South Florida that night. Tonight, this guy cuts in front. I said, it feels just like home, man. This is exactly as I remembered it. Because as much as I love Miami, they cannot drive here. I don't care what they tell you. They cannot drive here. They drive shitty in L.A. They drive shitty all over the country. In Florida, Miami, Florida, takes the prize, man. Two cars in the entire freeway system of South Florida. What are you doing, honey? Jackie's sitting there while I'm talking to you guys. She's trying to get the cork out of a goddamn bottle of wine.
That's the worst opener.
What do you got, man? Is that an opener?
It's supposed to be an opener.
Did you do it? Here, go ahead. She's trying to get the cork out of a bottle of wine.
I have no upper body strength.
Yeah, you have to. You're on your own, doll, because I am actually recording. That's it. You got it, girlfriend. Is it just like ripping half the cork out? Is that what's going to happen? She's trying to get the cork out of a bottle of white wine. Well, you almost got it out, man. Yeah.
Oh, I got it.
Atta girl.
Oh, I
she's got it.
Finally.
She got it. She's got it.
Finally.
Okay. This is nuts, you know.
Long, protracted procedure.
There's the old wine fork, too, which I'm very much in favor of.
You buy me one.
I'm going to buy you one, because the wine fork goes down the sides of the fork, or the sides of the cork, right? Then you twist it out. Okay. Never does it push any of the cork into the wine.
That's good.
Anyway, listen to this shit. So we're looking at a little bit of news. I mean, I got home here with Jackie and so I'm here with her. She's really cute, and I'm making you guys sick to my stomach. I'm making you sick to my stomach. You guys are being sick to my stomach. That shows you what a generous guy I am. I'm the one, even though you're sick, it's my stomach that is bearing the weight. So that was a funny thing. Then we went out and took Kirby walking, which is Jackie's Scottish Terrier? Irish Terrier. Big, beautiful, wonderful 15-year-old dog who immediately thought I was the greatest guy that he ever met, only because I was petting him and throwing him the ball. You know how it is. And we took this dude out for a walk down the street here. and he was doing his pee mail. So that's the kind of sedate, ridiculously suburban thing that we're doing here. And I'm just so happy to be here. And then we went out to the backyard and we looked at, Jackie lives on a canal. She's got a pool. I think I'm just going to be a kept man. No, I'm kidding. She's actually got a really beautiful house and a beautiful, big pool. And I was debating, wouldn't it be great if I was just a Florida retiree? You know what? I need to make a drink though, before I go out there. Jackie just opened the door for me. She doesn't want to say anything, even though she basically said, "Hey, dumbass, open the turn the thing this way." Yeah, here it is. Oh wait.
Here, I'll get it.
Give me some ice.
Yeah, I'll get you some ice.
Now I'm thinking, being a Florida retiree, okay, that means I'm in my bathing suit every day. I'm in my bathing suit every day. And I'm just like, I don't know, what do you think? Another cocktail, Biff? Or do we just go ahead and go on inside, watch more of the golf tournament? Now that I think about it, that's kind of the life of a California retiree. So what do I know? But the thing that I want to do, and I'm going to be posting this, and I want to get the picture. I'm going to get a picture. The largest bottle of Don Julio Blanco that I've ever seen in my life, Jackie found here in Florida at Publix. They don't have this size bottle in California. They do not have this size bottle in Mexico, only here in Florida. This bottle is gigantic, and I'm going to take a picture of it. What the hell? Oh, these are Clorox wipes. I'm going to take a picture of that and the Clorox wipes.
No,
I'm just kidding. I don't want to see the Clorox wipes. I'm telling you, it's the goofiest thing I've ever seen in my life. Now, what's wrong with me that I just had 3 ounces of tequila and I want another drink?
And you're still coherent.
Yeah, that's bad, man. That's not a good sign. Could you do me a favor, doll? Can you pour me 1 ounce?
In 1 ounce?
Yeah. She's got a shot glass that is capable of 3 ounces.
Okay.
Otherwise, I have to put the phone down. Well, whatever. That's fine. Good.
Oops.
That's two. That's
one
good.
And a half.
One and a half. I'll take it. there's another way of pouring a shot. You know what it is?
No.
That's a very good pour fill. So you just pour it. That's a very good pour fill, and you stop.
Oh.
Okay?
That's
what I call a Phil Hendry shot. Yeah, that's a very good pour, Phil. And then you...
Okay.
I have no idea.
I'll work on that.
Yeah. So Kirby's looking good, man. This dude, 15-year-old dog. I got this woman that I love. I'm in her house with a pool and a thing. I just came across the country sitting in first class behind two Chinese guys with their child. And it's all good, you know? Now, you're probably thinking, well, why did you bring up the fact that they're Chinese? Why? Coronavirus! But not for the reasons you're thinking. I'm just, you know, grateful to be here and alive. I need a bottle opener, I think is what I'm really doing. I'm following Jackie around with this bottle, and I'm hoping that she's by osmosis is figuring out what I want.
And, what did I do with
yeah,
the
no, it's cool.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. The flight on JetBlue was fantastic. I know I made a post that I was a little impatient with the folks because of a problem with their PA system. JetBlue is a great airline. And Robert, my man there at the ticket counter at LAX, what a great guy. He moved my seat from one place to another. And in so doing, I had a little compartmentalized suite. It was nuts. I had this little suite, man. Quickest flight I've ever taken. 4.5-hour flight. Fastest I've ever taken in my life. I'm going to have some more of that ginger beer, baby. You can just leave it out if you want.
Okay.
No, that's... Here I am just like running her kitchen now. Just yeah, it's okay, baby. Just no. Put that there. And
you have two
oh, there's
open
more.
Ones.
Oh, God, I'm
you have
sorry.
Two open ones.
There's two open ones. But great airline. Fantastic people. Robert there at ticketing. Thank you. And as I got on board and I sat down, and of course, you know, I'm wandering through this airport and I'm getting onto this plane. What am I thinking? I'm thinking, I'm wearing this damn N95 mask that Jackie got me because she just does every goddamn thing for me. She just gave me this big thumbs up like, that's right. But so I had this mask on and I'm wandering through this airport. We're going through security. And I'm thinking, not security, it's the TSA. And I'm thinking, people are not observing 6 foot separation. All kinds of chicken shit is going through my head. And I'm thinking, there's nobody in this airport, Henry. What are you worried about? There are like five people on the plane, you know. I would say there was probably, on our plane, there was probably 20 people. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad thing, but it was a good size airplane. But 20 people. And, oh, by the way, I dissed you guys at JetBlue. I love you. But I will say, Fort Lauderdale Airport, you cats that run the baggage claim, you suck. You suck hard because the bags were falling all over the fucking place. I was trying to help this one lady who couldn't reach her bag. And I said, hey, man, can you help us with the bag? He turned around, just walked and sat down. Jackie says to me, maybe you didn't speak English. And I said, boy, that's a good point. And then I just moved on and didn't feel guilty about it. There's LAX. That's not LAX. That's Amy Simple McPherson.
They don't know what you're talking about.
We're watching a show that's going to be on CBS. It's a movie. It's like the history of LA. They showed Amy Simple McPherson. They showed all the neo-Nazis before World War I. City of Angels.
Penny Dreadful.
City of Angels. Isn't Penny Dreadful the name of that goddamn clown?
Yes, but it's also a series.
It's a series. Holy
of
shit.
Crazy, wild stories. So it's supposed to be great.
There's a new City of Angels. The old City of Angels was the one with Wayne Rogers where he played the crooked cop.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the prologue was like, today Los Angeles has the most honest police department in America. But at one time, it was crooked as hell or something like that. Yeah, Wayne Rogers, City of Angels on CBS. A new City of Angels. All right, well, that's my report. I know it was wild and freewheeling, and you probably turned it off, and I apologize for that. But I promise you, each and every day, you'll get a unique look at the mind that goes into creation of the humanoids. No, I mean creation of the Phil Hendry Show. Me, Phil Hendry. I love you. Stay safe, as they say. And but don't be paranoid, and remember, we've been through this before, 1918, 1919, regardless of what the far right says, we survived it, we got through it, we're here, we're fucked again, but we'll survive it, we'll get through it, etc. So, all right, guys, I will see you May 6th, but until then, be listening for my special, and aren't they special, pre-shows here from Florida. Brian Setzer is whatever his name is. What's this guy's name, Brian Stetzer? Stetter?
Setzer? I think,
yeah.
I'm not sure.
He's the most successful broadcaster in history, with a voice who's like an octave above mine. Hi, I'm Brian Setzer. No, he's like Bob Green. Brian Setzer is Bob Green. He is. And look at the things they're doing. It's fucking amazing. So, Brian, I love you, man. I'm just fucking around. Your voice isn't that bad. It's great. Anyway, love you guys. I will talk to you when I get back. We'll see you tomorrow for another pre-show, and stay tuned for today's show.